5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
sync.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 186 of the TTV Podcast.
My God.
Man, I thought you would fix it,
everybody.
I thought you would be like this.
Hey, guys,
the second time
so
recording this. The second time recording this, and you still phoned it in.
It's just so blah. I just say,
oh
can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Did anyone say
he fluctuated his tone. At first, he was like, hello, everybody.
I was like, you were excited at first, and then you just gave up.
I was like, do I want to be excited? No.
He's like, okay. I can do this. Yeah.
It's like he lost momentum halfway. He's like, hello, welcome to.
He's like a fat guy who just decided he's going to go jogging for his New Year's resolution and like took like 4 steps out of his house and was like, never mind, this isn't for me.
He's like a fat guy who swan dived off a diving board and then decided to go for a cannonball at the last second.
He's like a fat guy.
Also, Mardi Gras.
No offense to fat people.
How is
not
that
to shame fat people, but
it's okay. I'm
no, fat people. No offense to fat people. That's what you were.
Speaking of fat people, who are we?
Wow. How can you do this, Kai?
That's quite triggering, bro.
Triggered.
Hey, man. I'm not that fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't fat. You ain't nothing.
I'm one of the thinner fat guys.
You're
bro.
Not fat. Nobody's fat.
All right.
Oh boy. All right. So? Well, I'm Mesenak.
If you had been like, I'm fat Mesenak, I would have loved you.
I'm fat Mesenak.
I would have been so proud, Meso. But no, okay.
Meso-fat. I'm Fatteran.
I'm LJ.
Oh, come on. Oh,
come on.
Okay. You should have said L
fine.
Fat.
Fine.
Hey, I'm fat LJ.
I'm fat Kahi.
I'm fat.
I'm Cyper.
Wow, by the way.
Thick. I am 56 kilogram Takuma Nuva.
I'm fat Trooper.
This is TTV 186.
Mine was so easy.
Someone right now is just sitting at their computer screen, incredibly triggered. They are already typing an angry comment as we speak.
What are you guys doing? What is this intro?
Okay, listen, guys. Since we're a Lego Bionicle podcast, we aren't fat. We're heavily armored.
Yeah,
we ain't
fat.
We ain't nothing.
TTV 186.
You just have big bones.
Yeah. You have big joints.
And pistons.
Yeah, man. I got Onua.
Thick pistons.
Are cool. Listen, Meso, we're only following in your steed. You're the leader here, and since you phoned it in, we're phoning it in as well.
That's okay. Fine by me.
You will lead us into victory.
You know what else is pretty fine?
Vessel's
new plan!
Yeah!
Guess what, guys? Vessel just introduced something really, really awesome. For one thing, if you're a Vessel Early Access subscriber, which means you pay, like, I don't know, $3 a month, you are now ad-free. There are no ads for any Vessel Early Access subscribers,
know,
so not
right?
only not only can you watch all of our content a week in advance before anyone else on YouTube or anything, YouTube, Vessel, now you can watch all of our content a week early without advertisements. Is that not amazing? It's pretty amazing. Guess what else? You can also decide if you want to pay $3 a month or the new plan, which is $19.99 a year. Which is actually quite a lot of savings if you are planning on subscribing for a long period of time.
Right.
So I would recommend doing that. Obviously, if not, you can still do the $3 a month one. It's
almost
too.
50% off.
It is.
It's a crazy good deal.
It's $36 like for a year if you pay $3 a month. If you pay for 1 year right up front, it's $19. It's so much better. I immediately signed up for that.
It's your price of 10 fewer pencils.
Your pockets can be fat with money. The money that you're gonna save with the new Vessel plan.
Dude, my dad was a pocket full of money, and I find that really just. I don't know.
I got a pocket full of money.
You don't know how happy you make me when you speak.
Yeah, well,
I got a
pocket
full of money.
I feel the same.
Vessel's great. You can go on Vessel. You can pay early access. You can help support us and help us keep making shows just like this one, especially if you enjoy our podcast and anything like that. We also have some early access exclusives like the Undertale Let's Play and the after show of Rip and Peace. So you can check out the older episode, the archive of the after show.
Wow. Nice.
It will return.
It will return one day.
Cool, Iron Man.
But yeah, so there's still some quite enjoyable things to take out of Vessel Early Access. It's really cool. It's a really cool thing, and it really helps us out.
So much better than pencils. So
if you pay $19.99 for a full year, you'll save $16 and be ad-free. It's actually pretty cool nowadays. Cheers to Vessel for their new plan.
And also directly support some of your favorite creators, including ourselves and other people who you may watch.
Yo. Or just us, because we're... Yeah, yeah.
We're the best. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
We're pretty cool, just be us. You know?
But, I mean, they've got other people, like Channel Awesome and Linus Tech Tips and Rhett and Link. I feel like Rhett and Link's always the go-to example because I watch them all the time. So
Epic Mealtime is pretty great.
I've only recently started watching Epic Mealtime. I think they're a little far out of our audience.
Cool. They are a little bit. But the Nostalgia Critic...
They like food.
I'm so excited the Nostalgia Critic...
Don't our audience eat food? I mean...
They cook spaghetti just like the rest of us.
They consume a lot of things that's not just food, though.
Right.
Okay, I keep telling them, don't eat the pieces.
Anyway. But yeah, do that.
And if you're Mickey now?
Say, for instance, you're poor, don't have any money or anything. That's totally fine. Just kill your parents and steal their credit card.
Okay.
I mean, that
don't do that.
The opinion of
Shush.
Not
don't
necessarily that. Of
don't
GTV
do that.
As a whole.
Instead, just go over to Vessel and watch our content like normal. You don't have to pay anything. Just watch it when it comes out, and it still supports the show. Helps us out quite a lot, more so than on YouTube. It's still a great time. And that's no money required. So
TTV didn't make Batman.
Please don't kill your parents.
And in the instance
guys.
That you did happen to kill your parents when I told you to, which you probably shouldn't have done, but now that you've done it, you got to commit anyway. So you should head over to the TTV store at store.ttvpodcast.com and buy a t-shirt while you're at it. Might as well before you get
buy all your t-shirts of your parents' credit card money. Why don't you?
Yeah, I mean, they're dead.
As long as you're listening to what we're saying, you know? Just following us blindly. Might as well.
Oh, no. This is pretty morbid for me.
And at the very end of it all, viewers, we have this nice big pitcher of Kool-Aid that you can get refreshments from anytime you like.
Don't know what he's talking
I'm
about?
Sorry,
check out an audiobook about
it
on audible.com/TTV. And you can hear all about the cults of the world. There's a good book about cults somewhere in Audible, so...
how do you know?
Look up that Kool-Aid stuff.
Because he probably wrote
there's
it.
There's gotta be one.
I wrote it. The Cult of Kahi.
Somewhere, there's someone out there who has seriously just murdered their parents. Some people on the internet told them.
Man.
Great.
No, our talk
another one.
Another one.
Another
we haven't
one.
Said Bionicle yet, so they haven't been listening.
Bionicle. Oh right, the keyword. So that's like the trigger word. They're like happened. A, they're like a secret like FBI agent. You need to say
like a
Bionicle
agent?
To trigger them. A super agent trigger word.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Bionicle.
Yeah. Oh, and Bar, what about our website deal? The poll.
Oh yeah, be sure to if you're planning on getting a T-shirt, be sure to vote on the Shirt of March poll. On board.ttbpodcast.com, you get yourself a nice little discount, free shipping on your shirt.
Hey,
really, really good.
United States.
Hey, Var.
Save you a couple bucks.
Do we get discounts as employees? Do we get
discounts?
No,
you don't. Listen, if I have to pay full price, you have to pay full price.
Yeah, Kahi.
But do you have to pay full price?
Is there
yes,
like
I do.
A Norwegian?
LJ, in
like
fact, we have to pay
off?
More.
We do
more than
pay
anyone
more.
Else do or does, because the price of the shirt is like 17, not 17. It's like $20. We have to pay like $24. Because
oh,
we have to
me.
Buy it individually. We can't buy it in bulk. So, yeah.
I found that out pretty recently.
Yeah. So, no. We,
man,
we, do,
really
we do not get
ourselves.
A discount at all. We quite the opposite. So,
we get a pro count.
I don't like that. There's nothing about that is
what?
Funny to me.
Just get a friend
what?
To order it for you, then. And then you get the...
Where do you get the word pro count?
Because
it's a pro... discount, not a con count.
He
it's like, if anything
okay,
the opposite of a discount would be like a complicount because you're complimenting
the
opposite
discount.
No,
yeah,
okay.
A compliment.
I don't know, like if you say like discontinued, you can say pro continued.
No, you can't. You just made that up.
Anything, and it becomes the opposite. It's like, oh, there's VAR, and there's pro
VAR.
What?
Consider me pro-triggered.
We.
Pro continued.
Well, maybe TTV podcast
instead of progress,
is disheveled.
We can disgress.
Yeah, I know.
What's the opposite of a pro? A pro-pro?
A pro-pro.
A pro-pro.
Pro-pro-quo.
This episode. I swear. Also, real
isn't the opposite of pro
that,
an amateur?
About
no,
that whole
it's pro, dude.
The opposite of pro is pro.
I am completely lost at this point.
186 pro quo.
You know what I like? Propane.
No.
Let's get back on the status
no,
quo, bros.
LJ.
What's the opposite of pro?
Dispain.
Dispain.
No, it's
wait, what is the opposite? What is the opposite of this? Actually, I'm legitimately asking now because like I, exactly. I was like, yeah, pro continued. Obviously, not a word, but this,
obviously. After it got shot down by everyone else on the podcast.
No, I mean, like, what does pro-continued mean?
It's not a word, it doesn't mean
that's
it.
What we were all wondering.
Pro-continued is nothing.
So, real quickly, about that whole poll on the website.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There are two shirts up right now.
But there's really only one.
X.
I'm pretty sure there's only one shirt.
Oh, well, to be quite fair. Yeah. That for the poll, there are two shirts, Many Faces of X and Knack and Jay. Great naming convention, Var. And, boy,
it's
Many
a parody
of
Calvin and Hobbes.
Is it? That's stupid.
You're stupid.
Then don't vote for it then, Ben.
I'm pro-stupid.
Dis-stupid.
Well, I am dis-stupid, okay?
Here's something I found in life. What is the opposite of dis? There's no real opposite. Dis is from disrespect, a grossly overused word. What's wrong with simply saying someone was rude to you instead of he disrespected me? Jargon, that's all it is.
There is a difference between being rude and
disrespect. Wow, so that was the most useless answer I've ever heard. He went into the whole thing about like, okay,
no,
you know
Kahi,
what? Just say
no,
there's
Kahi,
no answer.
I disagree. The most useless answer I've ever heard was, oh no, all those pronunciations are correct.
I pro-agree.
On the contrary, I was going to say that I don't like using rude because I'm reminded of that certain song that was made. Like,
oh, yeah, Friendly.
Don't you mean on the
Derude
Sandstorm?
Why
don't
be so rude?
Derude Sandstorm.
And Derude Sandstorm, too. That's a good one.
Hey, guys, it's Bionicle, am I right?
Oh, yeah, Bionicle
Sandstorm.
Like,
there's, like, no news.
I mean, come on, Messa, we got those killer combo models.
Let's not talk about the
oh,
combo
yeah,
models.
The Twotua.
The Twotua.
Yeah.
Twotua.
Okay, that was like, all right, listen, if you're going to create a made-up word, make it sound cool. Please.
Rip Kato.
They
have
the love
of everything.
I wouldn't
speak too loudly if I were you.
What's a better
you
name for them than
Kahi?
You make
up
like,
words,
brainstorm right
they
now.
They all what's sound cool? Great. But like, Twotua does not sound as good as Kaida. At all. Like, it's not even like.
Wait. Kaida?
Yeah.
Not Kaida?
Nope.
No. That's a valid way to say it, too.
Yeah,
I always said Kaida.
Let's just not dive into the whole pronunciation.
Kaida.
Let's not start another pronunciation.
Let us call them the Tar Kaida.
Kahi-ita.
Kahida.
Sounds like a cat eating food. I don't.
No, they were pretty stupid. Although someone did make the Galleon Kopaka Twotua, posted on Eurobrix, and it's got some interesting design elements. Like it's got a
Twotua. I'm not saying that.
Twotua.
Good grief.
It kind of sounds Latin.
Twotua.
Twotua.
It sounds like a volcano.
Man, they really gave that to the intern to create the name for, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were like, all right, make a name for this. Like, yeah, okay, Twotua.
It looks like they gave it to the intern to design, too.
Well, I mean, like, Tahu and Pahatu's combiner really does not have many redeeming qualities, like, being honest with you, but Galleon Kopaka has a few. Like, it's got a cool weapon. It's this huge scissor gun, where if you turn the gear, the weapon, like, opens and closes like scissors, and it can
really?
Chop while it's shooting, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Copyright strike by Zach Tan.
Oh
wow! Is that why? Is that why Tahu has the rock because Kopaka has scissors?
Yes.
Are you serious? Are you kidding
it.
Me?
Lee, I don't know. I must
scissors
have paper.
Beats rock.
They must have paper.
How are they gonna have paper?
What the heck is Kopaka Gali or Kogali's second weapon then?
Some stupid
it's
sword.
It's a staff. It's the staff of truth.
It looks like Witch Doctor's little rattle.
It looks
you
like
put
one
it
of those
down, and you're like,
that
hey,
use.
Do you like me? And, like, they'll answer, no matter what.
Wow. Man, every single person on our boards will love that.
Yeah, TTV Talks About Relationships Part 3.
Yeah, I think it's just some generic. It's either like a staff, like they said, like a witch doctor-esque staff, or it's like an upside-down dagger sword thing.
Well, Kopaka just suddenly learns like dark magic and stuff. He's like, ooh.
What kind of dagger is that? That's like...
I don't know.
That's more like a upside down.
The dumb kind.
It's a very pretty dagger.
Shovel.
And I don't even want to know. Like, at least I can look at that when that combined and be like, okay, there's a few cool things here. Like the shoulders, whatever's going on with those are creative. But, like, I look at Time on Bahatu and, like, what is that?
I mean, let's be fair here. It's hard to do anything good with Pawatu.
So. What is that in his left hand?
That's stupid. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Pawatu's shoulder pads look like the Didact ones. They look like they're just kind of floating.
Yeah. Rip the Didact.
Well, at least they're not antlers. Good grief, Haku.
Those are actually coming out of his back, not his head. And also, if you look at it, they're basically like two more arms.
Oh no, you're right. They do have hands.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, they've got hands.
They do have hands.
Oh boy,
that's just creepy. Then.
That's a bit
yeah,
weird.
That just looks terrible.
It looks like Speed a Demon.
Oh yeah. It reminds me of Speed. Just everyone goes silent immediately because only me and Meso knows what it we're talking about. But yeah,
I know what Speed a Demon is.
HF fans unite!
Yay!
Hey, listen. I know who Speed of a Demon is.
HF.
I'm sorry.
Fans.
Speaking of HF
please.
Fans, as of 2 hours ago, the HF.com website got taken down.
What?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, the Var, dang it.
Man,
I was just
that's
going to
upset
that too.
Like three people.
They're just taking it down. They're not
prepared for the movie. Are you kidding me? Were you typing in and redirects to Bionicle?
Oh, that's great.
Screw you, Lego!
Oh wow, Meso, you're really passionate all of a sudden.
That's probably the best live reaction we've gotten in a while.
I think Meso's entering puberty, guys.
They took
me. He's no longer 12. He's like 12 and a half now.
He's like the most angry I've ever heard Meso.
All the episodes were up there.
Like, hey, everyone.
It's not bad enough they took down Breakout to replace it with their stupid brain attack redesigned website. Now, all the episodes
I have to imagine that this
site.
Is what Kylo Ren was like in his youth.
All the episodes were up on that website. You could watch, like, all the HF episodes last I checked. And now, like, I don't even know where you'd find them. I don't know if they're on YouTube.
Yeah, you can't.
Maybe they are.
Find them.
But, like,
you can find them in our old deleted videos on our channel.
Savage. I'm gonna go check on YouTube because I may be able to salvage this. But, like, that's the biggest insult ever. Like, it redirects to Bionicle.
I think
biggest insult ever, guys. Like,
no, it'd be like
crud.
if it redirected to, like, you know, the
Galador.
Trash bin that Lego.com
okay.
Or like
okay,
terrible ideas that lost us money that Lego.com. That might be an insult.
Fair.
It follows you. It directs you to a link of like the biggest bombs in Lego purchasing history.
Oh, biggest like fat.
Okay,
all
the episodes are up on Leo's YouTube channel. Okay, we're good. We're good.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Been salvaged.
That's why they took them from us.
Phew.
For now.
For now.
Is there labeled like Hero Factory episode I don't care?
It's actually
stupid series.
I'll say it's actually in Japanese. The title is, but the episode's in English.
You can't find it. Oh, perfect.
Japanese text, Lego
it's
Hero
in Japanese
Factory
English.
Series episode 8.
Japenglish.
No.
Okay. Have we talked about those really awful designer videos that Lego put up on their website?
Okay, I didn't even see them, but I heard they were quite cringeworthy.
They were very cringy. It's I mean, this is old news. This is not new stuff at all. These have been on here for like a couple weeks now. I mean, I like them. Like, they're nice and everything, but man, these guys are just not good in front of the camera.
Sometimes you get that.
Which videos are you referring to? Is it where they have like the really upbeat intro, like do 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 do? Like is it that the one or is that
what?
That's a completely different.
No,
that's a completely
not that
different
one.
Thing. All right, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, it's
then.
A different thing.
Let's just <here's> a...
if you go on the Bionicle website and go to the videos section,
you
you'll see a bunch of designer
website?
Videos.
Oh, it's for Bionicle.
Yeah, the Hero Factor
oh.
website.
Oh.
No,
Bionicle.
Yeah, not your
videos.
Bionicle, I was.
There's
using.
The one where there's the guy and the kid, and then there's the. I guess they did one that was meant to be watched by kids, and then two others that were meant to be watched by adults.
Yeah.
And yeah, the kid one was very very cringy.
Yeah.
They also referred to Tahu as the main character of Bionicle.
I mean, let's take that what you will. It's basically
I would have to disagree with that. I'm kidding.
I mean, really though, like, is that wrong?
It's not wrong in the slightest.
No, it's not really wrong.
Yeah, let's be real here. Tahu kind of is.
Side note: I don't like the. I never subscribe to the official LEGO channel. I don't like subscribing.
I mean, nor do I. I have a lot of videos.
They will release the same video several different times in different languages, and that's just, it clogs up my subscription feed. I hate that. I wish there was just like, you know, like they do have different channels. I don't know why they put these on the different channels. They all release at the same time. I don't know why that's all like set to go across the board at the same kind of time. But
same
it's
kind.
That's fine. That's pretty insane. It's basically just. Good grief. You guys are like the worst.
What's going on?
I'm bringing up a legitimate point.
Please.
I'm giving you guys a legitimate point about the actual content.
A legitimate point?
That's what's said correctly.
I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing at a picture I found.
Seth's like looking down, like, oh, yep. It's like ashamed of itself.
Yep. Yeah, it's not all about
Stormer,
you.
Okay.
I'm gonna post a picture of the video. Anyway, carry on.
Someone should play like trap music behind like Kai's rants. It'll sound exactly like modern day music.
I hate trap music so much.
What was your legitimate point to the audience?
Legitimate point is that it takes forever for someone to see like his content because they make a billion videos. You can't find what you're looking for. Like right now, I'm trying to find this video. There's literally about four or five of the same video again and again and again. All the way down. And they've released a new video just about like every day. So now it's taken me about... Like, I have to scroll down. I have to keep reloading the page, you know, scrolling down.
Savage.
About five times to get to a month ago. Just because there's so many videos. That's probably why their videos don't get that much traction sometimes.
I'd wager that.
Meso, we're trying to host a show. Can you stop posting funny pictures in the chat?
Meso, stop posting memes. Or memes. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's called Meme.
Meme. It's Meme.
Dude, that's some pretty sweet memes.
We used to call that.
Watch Meme.
They're just like, yeah, you know, memes. I'm like, what? What?
Memes? I think I used to do that.
And to be fair, there's no real reason why I know those memes.
Watch me win.
Wait, was there romance in Chima?
Yes. There was.
Yeah, remember Laval and the
we're really sad.
The girl
there was.
Laval is not Linus canon. Is a really big chin.
Yeah, her face looks like photoshopped onto a lion's body.
Yeah.
Oh.
It looks photoshopped into a lion's body? Is that what a lion's body usually looks like?
Well, like, you know what I mean? It just looks
no, I don't.
It, like they
No, we right. kind of
I don't know.
Is that a legitimate point?
It still looks weird. It looks weird in the animation.
You look weird.
It just doesn't.
Out.
No, I mean, it looks printed
LJ.
Like it's a decal because it is kind of a decal.
You hide yourself already. I dread to think what you look like.
That's true.
Ouch.
Oh,
that
man.
Hurt. If I were a banana, that'd hurt right in the peels.
Only a coward hides behind a mask.
He's like, don't make him by the mask. He's like so that. Ugly. He's afraid nobody will love him.
All right.
Oh, man.
Well.
Let's actually talk about something.
Well,
that lead us to
something. What were we even talking about? Like,
Well, here's the thing. Kahi, did you watch Journey to One?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was pretty great.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
There's an article about it
LJ.
That's coming out. So read that.
Just post that, dude.
Listen,
I looked at the drafts and I was like, that looks cool. Why hasn't it been posted yet? It's done.
Yeah, I was like, hey guys, take a look at it and tell me what, you know, if you want anything to change. And you're like, all right, cool. And that
it looks cool.
It.
Post it.
I didn't even know you wrote it. One
post that toast, Kai. But yeah,
all right, I'll post it.
Cool. Yeah, it was a cool show.
Is this
normally
the May episode?
Maybe.
It's Mem.
I rewatched Journey to One a few days ago finally, and my opinion of it improved substantially. Like, the first time there were a handful of jokes that, like, I actively disliked, but some of them I didn't, like, connect with, and I just didn't laugh. This time I actually found a good majority of them legitimately funny.
And I did chuckle. Come under fire in a lot of social media. A lot of people have been complaining about stuff.
Quite a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Some notable people in the community were, like, just name off a couple things. Didn't like the writing, didn't like the dialogue, didn't like the prologue. They didn't interpret like we did. They just, like, say, oh, they're lazily recycling animations. And, like,
why does it need to be funny, though? Like, the series.
I feel like
people like that, they live boring lives. Like, they wake up in the morning, they eat some oatmeal, but without raisins.
Or they're like me, where they just kind of want it a little more.
You see, I'd agree with you, Vin, if I hadn't have read these.
Yeah. People are harsh.
You'd agree with you if you actually ate the raisins in your oatmeal.
Well, it's like an X to answer your question. Someone like says, "Why does it have to be funny?" Well, I touched upon this briefly last episode.
Eat the raisins in your oatmeal.
It's not a sitcom, is it?
Well,
it's not like boom, boom, boom.
No, listen. It doesn't have to be like constant firing on all cylinders. Jokes. I would like to expect from a theme like Bionicle, we would have a plot and some like some level of seriousness to it. But I think a lot of people have this unrealistic expectation for a Bionicle show that simply will not ever be achieved so long as it's a Lego property. Because even though Bionicle does sometimes skew older, it's still a Lego property, and they do market to kids, and kids connect with humor. Like, why do you think the Toa are so young? And so, like, adolescent. It's because it's to make them relatable.
I don't know. I don't agree with that, per se. I feel like there's a lot of smart kid shows being done right now. There's a lot of smart stuff being put out by now.
And they're all based on being random.
I mean, Avatar The Last Airbender had plenty of comedy.
Well, that's
it's
past
not
that
necessarily
age
comedy.
Now.
I don't think comedy is, like, the deal here. I feel like it's... Lego has they're not committing the same way to Bionicle like they did with almost anything else.
I mean,
like
I agree with you there.
Or not Netflix. Ninjago
I
got
agree
a show
with you completely there.
Immediately.
They've been like so scared to do anything with Bionicle. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if it's a budgetary concern.
I do know why. It's because Bionicle doesn't sell as well as the other toys.
I mean, yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah.
That would probably be it. If I had to honestly say it. I don't know for sure. That's not a confirmation or anything.
No, yeah, I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I would assume that that's why it's not doing all too well.
Kahi, so. The other thing you mentioned, Mesa was saying that the reason Bionicle will never really achieve that certain level of expectation is because it's a Lego show. And while you're right, there are a lot of children's TV shows that are doing a lot of, you know, really cool things. Would you say any of them are Lego shows? Do you think a Lego show could ever be like, I don't know, Avatar?
I mean, the way you're saying Lego show, it sounds like it's basically synonymous for bad show. So
right,
no,
exactly.
No,
you're like,
I don't
like
think,
video game movie.
I don't say.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you mean like the amount of depth, like something?
There's
like
a certain archetype for
Earth?
Lego programs and Lego themes in general, and it tends to stay consistent for all of their action themes that get made into shows. A team of people, typically younger people, who have there's a lot of slapstick comedy, lots of jokes. There is an undercurrent plot, but they're usually hunting for something as the main plot, some items or masks or
it's the baby
things,
Avengers.
And then they go collect the things, and they team up and fight the villain. And that typically follows for every single show they've done, except for HF, which had no collectibles.
Well, it's partially because I feel that Lego, at some point, wants to control the story for these shows. I don't know how much of that show is done by the story team, how that's handled by Lego, but a lot of the good shows I'm thinking of are shows first, and then toys. They sell the toys after the show is popular.
Exactly.
Which doesn't necessarily work for Lego, and I can see why, because they're a toy company first, they don't produce stories. But I was kind of hoping with Netflix that they'd be able to completely commit to doing a really... good, like Netflix would handle the show part, and they would handle the toy part, and that would be a symbiotic relationship that really works.
Likewise.
And I liked Journey to the One. I felt it was perfectly serviceable. I thought it was pretty good for what it was. It's the best Bionicle thing I've seen in a while. Now, is it like stellar? Is it amazing? Is it like the best? A really great children's show? I can't really say so. But it's only 4 episodes. There's a lot of limitations, you know.
Yeah.
But even still, I feel like there's there's stuff missing, of course.
I feel like there's potential with what we got. I don't think what we have right now is the best that this product could be. Well, and I think that's partially due to the budget it was given and the short amount of time it actually had to convey its story.
Yeah.
But I think if this did well and LEGO sees that and they do more, I think this could very well be a very good show.
That is the thing. Like, if you want to see more of this, just watch it again on Netflix. I know some people are going around and they're trying to torrent it or, like, get some stream it online. This is the one thing that, like, if you're a Bionicle fan, you are literally killing the show by not doing this. Netflix, all it counts is the amount of people that view it. If you view it somewhere else, they don't know that there's a good enough amount of people watching it. And there's not a huge amount of
that. That reminds me, actually, Kai. There were a couple of arguments on our website against that.
I recall this.
What you just said. Yeah, there was one guy that was saying, well, I don't have Netflix anyway, so they're not going to get my view anyhow. So what's it matter at that rate?
I mean, okay, like, the thing is, like...
Well, get Netflix more than then, bro.
The difference, that's really flawed logic, because that guy is saying they're not going to get my view anyhow, but they did get your view if you're pirating it. You still watched the show. You still consumed the product. You just didn't pay for it.
Right.
What he's just trying to kind of find a better way of wording stealing, but it's still stealing at the end of the day.
And it's like, I mean, it's not like...
He's trying to excuse it.
A normal cable show where you have to have a $60, $80 cable subscription a month to view this at a point in time. This Netflix costs $8, okay? It's $8 a month. It's a freaking free month you can get if you sign up.
But Kai, what if you don't have a credit card and your parents won't let you get Netflix?
What that guy said was basically the equivalent of, well, I went to a hot dog stand, but I didn't have any money, so it's not like I was going to eat his hot dog anyway, so I just took it.
Yeah, basically.
It's the same thing.
Basically.
Well, not quite, because the hot dog is a limited resource.
Right, exactly.
You're not consuming any physical material.
Maybe if he's like, well, I magically duplicated the hot dog and I took it away.
But
it's still kind of stupid.
Minecraft duplication
is
not included either.
What? Yes, it is.
No.
Data's infinite.
No.
Welcome to the infinite.
Haha, call back.
I mean, it's basically infinite. It's data
not,
can be...
Basically, not really.
But it's not completely infinite.
I mean, you still need a physical... You still need a physical place for the data to go to.
Right, no, so you need a physical place for the internet to come from, right, to duplicate it. But when you duplicate it, you don't...
Well, we're talking about data, not the internet.
Yeah, so I know. I'm talking about data.
The hot dog was actually made of consumable materials. The show is literally just a sequence of ones and zeros.
It is information.
We got all those data in our internets.
So, okay, Kai, how about this?
Okay.
So what if you're a kid,
yes,
and your parents don't have Netflix, and they don't want you to have Netflix, and so you don't have access to their credit card, then what do you do?
All right, then you just... I mean, listen... I'm saying that if you do this, that's fine. You just can't you can't complain about Bionicle not getting a TV show or Bionicle not being represented anymore, because this is the one chance for them to actually invest in the TV show, and you're squandering your chance to support it. Like, you're actively just not going to do that. Cool.
Right. And I mean,
they're just gonna wait until they're closing up Bionicle and join the BBB.
Listen, it is one thing when you can't, there's just no way to actually watch it. Like,
yeah, some people can't.
When you don't have when you don't have a credit card and you just you've asked your parents and they said no. Okay, fine. That doesn't give you an excuse to go and pirate it. No. But okay, fine. You can't actively support it. All right, that sucks. But for the people that can, I don't understand why they would download this. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Especially if they want a Bionicle TV show. That's the thing. You have to realize this isn't Game of Thrones or The Walking Dead. There's not a huge amount of people, 4 million people watching this, and you're just an extra one there. Bionicle has a very small fan base.
Your view counts.
Your view legitimately counts, because this is a very small show.
Bionicle more so than most other LEGO themes. Participation counts, because it is construction. It's a niche right off the bat. So, purchases count more, I'd say, than for the bigger system themes.
I mean, we know this, more than anybody else. We're, the biggest Bionicle channel. We're nowhere close to, anywhere of the LEGO channels.
No.
You know, the bigger LEGO channels are around. We're, a fraction of their size. So, Bionicle's only a fraction of the LEGO entire market, you know? People that will watch LEGO stuff don't even really look at Bionicle.
Nope.
Even at every single theme has its own table. You have your knights theme and your space theme and all these different tables. everything that's made with Technic, be it Mindstorms, Bionicle, Hero Factory, is all just kind of shoved under the Bionicle umbrella and given one table.
Yeah.
Granted, that table has had to become much, much larger as the years go on, but...
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very
still,
small
it's just kind of the shunned thing.
For as large of a community as like Constraction has, it's not that big. And it was great because a while back, pardon me if I cannot pronounce his name properly, Jorgen Vig Nudstorp, the CEO of LEGO.
Jorgen von Strangul.
It's pronounced Jorgen.
Jorgen, my bad. He did an interview Jorgen recently.
Jorgen von Strangul.
He did an interview. And he was asked about what sorts of improvements people may be able to expect in the future. And one of the first examples of things they mentioned was the future of the character and creature building system used in Star Wars. And I was like, nice. So Star Wars is going to become the poster child for CCBS now, which makes sense. It's
makes
Star Wars.
Sense.
But like Bionicle just gets cast to the wayside to gather dust.
I mean, like, you can't compete with Star
Back
Wars.
Back in my day, Bionicle was the great new theme.
I mean, like, really, I do think that it has to do with atmosphere. I do feel like it has to do with marketing. I do feel like there's a difference in how Bionicle is marketed nowadays. And
oh, definitely.
That might have changed the public perception of Bionicle as a whole. I know a lot of people have nostalgia for it. And this is still like strike me as a surprise how many people I know that go to like my college or in my apartment complex that whenever I mention I do a Bionicle thing, they're like, oh yeah, dude, Bionicle, I had those. And they don't know it's bad.
Definitely. Like I mentioned this on TTV Talks about Nintendo and we had to like shut up because like you mentioned about marketing and how it has changed over the years. Like, compare, I don't know, the Bo-Rock ad, and then compare that to Creeps from the Deep, and then compare that to The Evil Hunter has stolen the Mask of Control! Unite to stop him! And then that stupid generic guitar riff they always play in the background.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And, like, that's because, nowadays like, marketing. It has evolved and changed, not necessarily for the better.
I mean, this is coming from the perspective of someone who was marketed to that way, and which it worked. So I'm not the best person to come from because obviously it worked on me. That's why I liked it.
Yeah.
You know, Bionicle, the whole like, you know, this is, they focused a lot on like, this is, these are robots, but this is also like punk rock band way of saying
something. Move along.
The Bionicle is kind of like, Move along a bit more later on. But like stuff like, you know, Cryo Shell is it's a pretty decent band. It's a pretty like, you know, I don't know, hardcore is a way to put it, but like they're not the type of band you would expect to promote
they're like
kids on.
Teen angsty.
Exactly.
Right. They're kinda like, you know, they're kinda like angry and rocky.
It was something quite different from most other Lego themes at the time.
It had a good feel about it. And
Creeping in my soul, Gravity Hurts, Closer to the Truth, Bye Bye Babylon, all these like iconic songs from that latter era of Bionicle, which was the era it had started to decline in sales wise. But it's still
Gravity Hurts wasn't by Cryo Shell, it was by Edson and Malta.
My bad. But like it had all of those classic songs and classic marketing and stuff that people remember. Hey, and nowadays it's like there's just nothing. There's a void.
Yeah. I did not know Crashed was by Daughtry, by the way. I didn't know Daughtry did a Bionicle song. I also did not know Daughtry was a comic book artist. Did you guys know that?
Wait, what?
Chris Daughtry? He's a comic book artist. He drew one of the covers for Batman vs. Superman.
Really?
Yeah. Like
also,
I'll link you his cover. I mean, like, yeah, give me a second.
I actually got to go to one of his concerts once. It was like an outdoor concert. It was great.
Nice. What's up, Elder?
Gravity Hurts is by Cryo Shell.
No,
yeah,
no.
Gravity Hurts is by Cryo Shell.
There's a new one by it's both.
Yeah.
There was the original one was like Edson and Malta, and now they've redone it with what's her face, the one that has
the original lore. One was still by Cryo Shell. It was their third song.
Mm-hmm. It's on their album.
I mean,
Spotify.
I can't remember if it was at least one of the two people who sang it did go on to join Cryo Shell, but I'm pretty sure they still recorded that before they formed the band.
Maybe, but
I'm lucky enough to have a signed Cryo Shell album. It's pretty awesome.
You complain about it every time you
when
talk
I complain about,
this about
it.
You go, I have this. I think I'm gonna sell it.
I've never
it.
Done
I've
that.
Never
I would
really
never sell it. It's such a great memorabilia piece.
The first time I've ever heard.
I've never actually listened to it because physical CDs, am I right? But like, I have it around.
But yeah, no, it's a cryo shell song. It was, let's see, the original version of Gravity Hurts featuring Niles Brink on vocals was used for the Bionicle Fantopia campaign.
Niles,
yada, yada.
Isn't it Niels?
Niels.
Niles River.
N-I-E-L-S space.
Oh, it's I-E? Oh, maybe then. I don't know.
But yeah, it's cryo shell. That was important. I don't know how, but there you go.
Yeah, there we go. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, is that just nostalgia? Like, honestly speaking, guys, do you think that's just nostalgia? Thinking like how cool that was. And stuff?
I mean,
was it just
being
like, cool. As a
being
kid?
Cool.
I think
is
you were an angsty teen.
Being cool is completely subjective.
Wait, is what nostalgia?
Like thinking the advertising for Bionicle was better in G1, or like the feel
Bionicle,
like
all those
the atmosphere.
Songs.
I still like them
too. I still
too.
Listen to them.
I'm thinking like, is that just nostalgia because I was there? And I like that, and that's why. Or is it like, I mean, is that feel what Lego should be emulating now?
I mean, listen,
I honestly don't know.
It's completely
like, I'm not
subjective.
From the situation enough.
People who like cryoshell, I'm sure some do. I'm sure there's some people that don't and thought it was too like they were trying too hard for Bionicle.
Edgy.
Yeah, trying to be too edgy.
Right,
I'm
right,
sure
right.
there are people like that, but I think it's a symptom of a larger issue. If you look at that, and you look at the commercials Bionicle used to have, the fully CG, multiple minute long, almost mini movies, rather than commercials, and then you look at what we have today, granted, it should be said, in the Ignition trilogy, through the end of Bionicle, we had these epic CG commercials with music, and nowadays we have a Netflix show. So, I think it may be comparable, it's just the format is different. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
but in G1 we
have
not.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel any. Like, it feels different.
I mean, it totally feels different.
You look at the Toamari mini movie, and you look at the Netflix show. The tone is different.
Well,
the writing's different.
The reason
well,
the voice acting.
Show,
I do think the age demographic is also different. I think in Bionicle they were trying to kind of grow up with the fan base, especially when it stopped pulling in a lot of new fans because the lore got too confusing. I think with New Bionicle, they tried to roll back the clock to ground zero and appeal to a demographic younger than what G1 did in the later years of its run. And I think they are skewing younger this go-around, which is why it may not be clicking with us as much because we grew up through G1. We're, like, past that.
I think also Bionicle was quite a fresh idea when it first came out in the early 2000s. Like, you didn't have that mix of tribal kind of robot sci-fi thing before, and then it went to sci-fi,
masks.
But you still had these fans who were obviously coming this age where they were more angsty and everything. And also, I can agree that the commercials look a lot better than the original ones, simply because they feel a lot more like a movie than they do like a commercial.
Totally.
Like,
I mean,
these ones, there's nothing bad about the new ones, but they're a commercial. But in the Bo-Rock one, for example, it felt like a movie. When you first watch it, it's like an alien-esque type of atmosphere where you have the Bo-Rock coming out the eggs or the...
It is.
I don't know what they're called.
The
sounds
it's,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is true because Ghost was they're the studio that worked on all that, and Ghost became a movie animation studio over time. Like they started foraying into movies. They have always had that cinematic feel to their to whatever they did, basically.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny though. But do they do movies now? Do they actually animate large scale movies?
Then they work on.
I don't know.
Rim.
I don't think Ghost is producing movies. They helped with movies. I don't think they've animated completely their own movie.
Okay,
because
let's hope they don't write and direct them. Hi, Hero Factory, Invasion from Below.
I think I think Invasion from Below is the best out of the Hero Factory specials. 100%.
It is so easy to trigger you, man.
Yeah, 100%. All the other ones,
are
terrible.
They were so bad. No one had any idea what they were doing, and like the only
it
one
looked.
That... Only Breeze tried to like make everyone at peace, and then they just shoot
each other. I feel that all the inherent flaws in Invasion from Below come from Hero Factory, the line, just being a bad line to make a thing out of. It's not a very conductive line to really good storytelling.
Best. I don't think that necessarily excuses it.
I feel like Invasion from Below had some potential.
Oh, it definitely had potential.
If the Bionicle show was... If Journey to One was bad, it's not because it's Bionicle. It's because it's bad.
Right, but Hero Factory is bad because Hero Factory is kind of bad.
I thought Breakout was
bad. Hero Factory had a lot of potential.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it absolutely did.
No, it did not.
Really. HF from Word Go, from concept alone, had the potential to be better than anything Bionicle ever did.
Yeah.
The
whole virtue of having a galaxy-wide story and a team that can be dispatched to any planet to deal with any situation ever, it was way less constrained than Bionicle was. It had way more potential for storytelling.
Obviously, that means the greatest franchise must be the Green Lantern. Right, because it can go to any planet.
I mean, listen. When you have open stories, galaxy-wide stories, you tend to have more potential for interesting storytelling. Just look at Mass Effect.
I'm not saying potential.
Pretty sure everyone
in terms of like what you can do.
HF could have been so Lego Mass Effect.
Here's what you're saying, though. You're saying that like, well, because of the fact that they possibly might have done something good. Maybe at some point. Therefore, it was better than Bionicle. Bionicle, they could have gone to other planets too.
First of all, that's not what I said. You were talking about potential, and I said it could have been better than anything Bionicle ever did.
But it didn't.
It certainly was not.
From all we know, Bionicle's not constrained to a single planet either, because we already know there are other planets out there. At least not in G2.
They were going to go to other planets, and they just got canceled.
I think the great difference here is, while there are other planets, we've always known. There've always been a solar system of planets in G1 and G2. The goal was never to necessarily explore them. Right. They kind of change it up toward the end of G1, and we don't have any confirmation we're going anywhere in Gen 2. With Hero Factory, that was an expressed plot point. That was a plot device.
It's just the other side of the spectrum. Like, where before it's like the complaint Bionicle was too constrained as far as where it could go, I think Hero Factory is complete opposite. It's got too much to do that it's hard to actually have any focus or pinpoint any interesting story. We already know that Hero Factory never really ended up doing anything great with its potential, quote unquote. Nope. The only thing I ever thought was ever interesting was the Savage Planet storyline, which even then that was pretty lame and basically just a repeat of what we got in 2001.
You're saying that the potential lies in, they could have a different background. That's basically what you're getting around to. The potential of Hero Factory versus the potential of Bionicle. Bionicle has way more potential because it's a more set world at the beginning.
Hero Factory literally is
robot police cops.
HF fit the Lego mold a lot better. Episodic storytelling. Like, Bionicle burnt out in the end because like its continuity got too large and they had to cancel it because it was too confusing. HF never really had to worry about that because of its episodic nature.
Bionicle did not get canceled. It did get canceled because of that. The reason it got canceled is because its continuity was hard to follow because they did it through books.
I don't agree with that either. You lost me.
I don't know what you have against books, but it wasn't because of the books, okay? It was because it's a story. Listen to me. Why'd you have to listen? Let me finish, okay?
If Bionicle
had started with a TV show at the very beginning, and kept that down throughout, I don't think the continuity would have been that big of an issue because more people would watch a TV show and find it easier to go back and look at that TV show.
It doesn't matter what medium it is being translated through. If the story gets too big, it gets too big, no matter what.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's necessarily the books is the reason. I do agree that it's just... The issue is that they gave up on their own continuity and just handed the whole torch over to a single person to control. That was where they fell flat and where it became too complex and convoluted for...
Too big.
When halfway through the line you have to rely on a wiki to understand what's going on, you know you've done goofed.
That is true in the sense that it became like... There was so many information going out everywhere that it was hard to follow the main... What?
Yeah. Okay. I can concede to the point that maybe it wasn't best to have important plot elements that were integral to the main story contained to only just the books.
Right.
I would say stories that, can read more so than books.
The books were the thing that killed it. The thing is that, like, so much stuff happened that was only in the books.
And if important you book, stuff happened only in the books. That's the right. issue.
Let's burn them.
Like, basically, yeah. if you were, like, a general viewer, you didn't follow the books at all, you only knew the first three movies, and then maybe you saw some commercials where they're on, like, they're in a place of a chain link fence, and then they're underwater, and then the Legends of, like, the Bar Magna, what's it called? The Legend Reborn. That was it. That's like, all you got. There's
the
so
issue
much
of Barnacle Story
happened.
Was that it was so it you to ingest the story you had to actively go out and seek it yourself.
Right.
That was the issue. It's like it should have been easier to follow what was going on, but it was impossible to because you had to go out and find these other sources of media that weren't readily available to you to actually consume
Don't
the story.
The web serials.
Honestly, even if there was just a movie made.
Now,
every
web serials,
year,
I think, would have been the better. Probably would have been the better option. If we're going to do
books. Just for widespread, yeah, like getting information across.
Yeah, just for widespread. Just
right.
some alternative maybe to the books.
Templar
that
was the future,
the too.
And they were cut down too quickly.
Right. I mean, yeah. Actually, yes. Yeah. I mean, think about it. What is the easiest, best thing that we can think of with Bionicle G1 story that was the easiest to follow, most developed thing, and probably all of our favorite parts of the G1 story?
Toys.
It was
Templar.
It was Templar Studios. Yeah, it was 01 through like 03.
Not even just their
in,
games.
Why?
It doesn't have to be a game. It can
because
just be the animations.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the only reason that was so good was because we had multiple ways to ingest the story. It wasn't contained
right.
to just the books. We had books, we had games, we had comics. There were several ways to figure out what was going on. You didn't have to go out and actively find something that might not have been available to you because there were free alternatives.
Right.
Gee, I wish we could, you know, contact them and talk to them about this and see what they've been up to and possibly ask them about the development of the games and the animations. If only we had someone here who could write an email.
You're saying that like you're incapable of writing an email.
I'm saying that like I haven't asked you several times.
You're saying that as though our audience actually knows what you're talking about. Please refrain from referring to things that the audience has no clue what we're talking about. Anyway.
Come on. We make historical jokes all the time.
What?
I don't get it. Don't worry. Just
I don't get it either.
Just forget it happened. Go over it. Yeah. What are you saying?
Moving on.
But yeah, no, it's just, yeah, there should have been other ways to just story, because G2 started to fall flat when we only had the books to tell us a story, and then the comics, which you could only get in the magazine. And then obviously they started doing the online serials too, which was good. That was a great idea. But the serials were only side stories. They were never the main story. And sometimes you got like maybe like little paragraphs of like what had happened, but barely any real details. Really, if you wanted to know what happened in the story, you had to go to a wiki, or you had to go to a web, like a fan site, like BC Power, to figure out what was going on and talk to other people about it. It was too hard to follow. So I think that's where it fell flat, and that's where they could, you know.
That's basically what I've always said, is that like the problem isn't so much that there were books. The problem is that the books were the only place to get your information, and
yeah,
if you had to invest
there.
Into that. And if you didn't invest into that, you had no idea what was going on. Maybe if you had a subscription to the Lego magazine and you got the comics, that might be a freer like way to do stuff. And to
freer,
be fair, I feel the comics were were more popular than the books, I believe, because Lego magazine was
free. Yeah.
Yeah, but even still, like, that's still a place where you have to actively... Some people did not know about the Lego magazine. Some people didn't know about, you know, how to get the story, even when they were invested in seeing that happen.
And nowadays, like with G2, the only... We have animations, books, graphic novels, and Journey to One.
They are doing a good job. Like, as much as we give them flack for redoing stuff, you know, like the stuff in books... As much as we give them flack for doing that, at least we do have multiple ways to ingest the story. Kids and people who are interested, they have ways to...
We do have four different ways. My problem with it is it's either A, not fleshed out enough, or B, it comes out too late to be relevant. Like if
the most is that it's not fleshed out enough.
If the graphic novel had launched in like the summer of 2015, I'd feel a lot more positive about like stuff. Because that would be an alternative method of like telling that winter story, but it launched at the end of the year when nobody really cared about it, so its impact was not felt all that much. Same with the first book.
If Lego would just go and contact an indie studio and was like, hey, create an adventure game episodic app, that will release on all these mobile platforms. That will be like
Bionicle
just like
Telltale.
Olden days. You need to get the atmosphere back.
Can we get it back? Could we get it on the website too? Like online?
Yeah, sure.
I think Journey to One's the best way to do that. Journey to One be the thing.
Netflix was the reason I'm so excited for Netflix is that it does do that. Netflix is easily accessed by a bunch of kids. It's their version of Saturday morning cartoons is going on and watching Netflix. So the Netflix show is definitely a way to get that going.
At this point, said last week, Journey to One is they've already sunk time and money into it. This is their best hope of G2 making an impact at some point. So we didn't put all our eggs in this basket and just support Journey to One hardcore.
Yeah, because, like, listen, this is basically their second try at making a Bionicle show now. They've already tried the free online short animations. That didn't work. Now they're trying a more traditional format on a paid platform. If this doesn't work, we're probably not going to get anything else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless they just keep upgrading. This is the harsh truth. Year one, free animations. Year two, Netflix show. Year three, theatrical movie.
That would be it. Maybe I don't think they're gonna invest in it. Like, if it took Ninjago this long to get a theatrical movie, Bionicle's not gonna get one.
No.
Here's what's basically that happened, guys. This is why it's such an important thing to watch the show on Netflix. Either Bionicle's gonna be renewed next year for Netflix to convey that story to, or Bionicle's done. That's it.
Yeah, and this year and the next year are going to be integral because we've already been told LEGO plans their lines for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up to the final year.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right.
So Bionicle.
So the point
everybody.
We have to basically leave you on today is just please heed our words. And no matter what your thoughts are of the Journey to One, stir up a conversation about it. Get people talking about it. We have to publicize this.
As of right now, as far as the information released to the public, there are only two more set waves to look forward to before Bionicle is done.
Yup.
So, there you go.
Alrighty then.
A harsh reality there.
Yeah,
do you mean two in 2017?
Yes.
Okay, that may not even be true because Ninjago's 3-year plan, they only got one winter wave.
No summer wave.
So we might only have one more set wave
to
look forward to.
We might only have one more set wave, yes. So, on that somber note... We're going to go ahead and wrap up this week.
I cry every time.
It's not the end of the world. Just go support Bionicle. It needs it. So.
Yeah, BBB will bring Bionicle back.
Just like they did last time.
I was taking a drink of water.
Man,
I nearly just choked on my water that I was drinking.
what is it with you, Messer? You choke on air.
I took a drink and I was like, oh no, he's making a joke.
Do you repulse every natural
he's BB bashing.
In the world?
I got to laugh. Okay, well, anyway, that's pretty much all for TTV episode 186. Very interesting, multifaceted episode today. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Please, everyone, leave your thoughts on Bionicle, the Journey to One, and just basically the current state of Bionicle G2 in the comments section below. And I actually want to know you guys' input about the advertising from G1 to G2, because that's an interesting topic, I think. But for now, that's pretty much all. Check us out on vessel.com/TTV channel for 1 week early access to all of our content and buy a shirt at store.ttvpodcast.com. We'll see you all next week for another exciting episode of the TTV Podcast. I'm Messina.
I'm Bartaran.
I'm LJ. We've lost a lot of weight.
Wow.
I'm Kahi.
I'm Venom.
I am Viper.
Hi, Mom. I'm Takuma Nova.
I think I'm EXX Trooper.
And goodbye, everybody.
Bye. One more set wave. Man, TTV? That was some, like, hardcore fact right there.
Depressing
I did not even
realizations.
Realize.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Man, that's so depressing. What a day to leave
and
that out.
And it's going to be Tor revamps, too. It's going to be the
we basically
like TTV,
finished Bionicle. That's crazy.
TTV,
we
the existentialist
this,
podcast.
We started this podcast, we started off like so jovial, like, fat, you know, fat TTV, lol. And then eventually it begins to like, are we being nostalgic? Are we just too old and we don't realize it? And,
is this the after show?
Is it,
we
no,
like
now
still
we're like,
recording?
Oh, I everything know. We know is coming to an end.
Yep.
So, all right. There you go, audience.
Shut up.
Goodbye.
Bye, that's enough.